Welcome to the Voices of Veritas podcast. I'm Candace Pritz, Community Relations with Veritas Christian Academy. And today I have the privilege of sitting down with Dr. Woods and Miss Martha Reed to discuss our upcoming literature festival. So can you all share with me, how did this idea come about?
Well, Candace, we had such a great time last February with our door decorating contest, and all the school participated. It built a lot of school spirit, and we wanted to build from that and bring to the dreary month of February something that was really exciting and fun, and yet also met with our mission of elevating true, good, and beautiful works of literature in a very fun and engaging way. So we're very excited about this event.
Yeah, I was very encouraged with the door decoration event last year, and both it covered the entire school, so you could go into any of our buildings and you could see where each grade in different ways celebrated literacy, celebrated the various books that we read, or upstairs in the rhetoric school, our house poets with Virgil and Dante, Milton and Homer. So that was very exciting, and it was impressive when we sent out the call to see that expanded, to see all that we're going to be doing this year. I think the school community is going to be blessed and encouraged by everything that takes place this year.
And I remember the door decorating contest, how fun it was to see the different students of all ages working together and walking through the different hallways, looking at what everybody accomplished. It was really neat to see that it was truly a school-wide new tradition that
it
we were starting.
A lot of community.
Yes, indeed. So what do we hope to accomplish with this festival?
I think we have a number of goals, but one goal as a classical Christian school is to exalt the bookish nature of who we are. Not only as a Christian school, being a people of the book, as the Christians have been called for centuries, we're people of the book. We're also people of books. We know the power and the value of reading, reading to one another, and reading the great books and being exposed to the great ideas. It's also profoundly countercultural. We live in a moment that may better be characterized as not illiterate, but alliterate. The number of readers, of avid readers, drops every year and has been for decades. I was reading just the other day, and it may not be all bad, but I was reading the other day that more than 600 Barnes & Noble stores are closing within the next year. And so when you think about that number of places that symbolize bookishness shutting down, that says something. And we also know the adverse effect that social media has had on our ability to think deeply in a more sustained manner. And that's what good books do. They call us to slow down and to enter into those worlds and to think more keenly about important ideas and important places. And so we're being very consciously countercultural in this activity, in this festival.
And take a break from screens.
Yes, that's a great way to say it.
So what is the theme for this year's festival?
The theme is a feast of ideas. Charlotte Mason talks about how we spread a feast of ideas before our students, and we want to do that well and richly. So the book fair books have been curated around beautiful ideas, and we want to elevate this thinking about ideas that comes from good literature. So our theme is a feast of ideas.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yes, our families are going to be receiving, pretty soon, they're going to be receiving more details about the books that we will be selling here in Adler Hall as part of that week. And then there are going to be all kinds of other ways in which the Grammar, Logic, and Rhetoric School individually, as different schools and different grade levels, will be able to celebrate books. But there's also going to be a number of across-the-school activities that week.
So teachers will be pulling from menus of things to do in their classrooms, from a drop everything and read time every day to exploring the certain literature, introducing to their students their own favorite books and talking about that. There's just a book in a bag, book reports. There's just a lot of things that they're going to be choosing from. And then we have some special school-wide events, such as our collection of used books to take to the Black Mountain Children's mm-hmm. Home as part of our sharing this literature festival with the community at large. There's a reader's theater event for each of the schools. There's a dress-up day and open house on Friday, along with the book fair, which will be open to parents, grandparents to come and share with us as well.
Yes, all the families will be receiving a beautiful in-house designed brochure of books that we selected as a faculty staff, books that are not only our favorites, but also books that are part of the classical Christian heritage of the last couple hundred years, celebrating the good, the true, and the beautiful in book form.
And we have books ranging from pre-kindergarten or in emerging readers all the way up through parents and adults. Grandparents will enjoy some of these books as well and could benefit.
Yes, we have a number of books specifically about their recommendations of some of the staff for classical Christian education or for the parents of and grandparents of students that they have within a classical Christian school. And it really would complement and wonderfully parallel what we're trying to do here at Veritas.
Well, there's certainly a lot to look forward to, and you guys have given us a nice foretaste of the feast to come, February 6th through 10th. But is there anything else that you would like the school community to know as we enter this new tradition, or even just the schedule of events that is going to be open to our community to come and participate in?
I'm looking forward to a lot of things that are happening that week, and I'm blessed to be a part of a number of those. I am really looking forward to our first ever book sale here at Veritas, and I plan on spending a good bit of time in there when the store is open and welcoming folks and walking around, encouraging people any way that we can.
Yes, I'm looking forward to the way it builds community across schools. So Redrick School students are planning to come and spend some time with grammar school students, and that's always a big hit with the little guys in grammar school. We love to see that. So I'm really looking forward to just a celebration of books together as a school.
That's so fun. Well, thank you both for joining me today. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot to look forward to in the week ahead, and hopefully it'll be a wonderful opportunity for us to open up campus and have community join us as well for this. So thanks again. Thanks for tuning in to the Voices of Veritas podcast. And we look forward to talking with you again soon. Thanks.